Benda Menich, China, North Korea are America's moral equals on abortion. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 15, 2021. Benda Menich recently confronted his Fox News primetime viewers with the fact that the United States' current abortion policies are on par with those of Communist China and North Korea. "We have, as a nation, one of the most radical abortion regimes in the world," Menich said last week as he introduced his segment. The Fox News host observed the abortion industry and its allies refer to the Mississippi law, soon to be considered by the Supreme Court, as extreme. The law would prohibit most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, yet it would be right at home in Europe, he pointed out. The Mississippi law is actually closer to the policies of many European countries that outlaw abortion after 12 weeks of pregnancy. These are many of the same countries the left wants us to emulate in almost every other way, except, of course, abortion, he noted. None of them have what America effectively has in many states: abortion up to the point of birth, the host continued. For that, you have to look at our moral equals in nations like China or North Korea. In January 2018, when former President Donald Trump acknowledged the failure of the U.S. Senate to pass the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, which would have banned abortions past the fifth month of pregnancy, he noted. It is disappointing that despite support from a bipartisan majority of U.S. senators, this bill was blocked from further consideration. Scientific studies have demonstrated that babies in the womb feel pain at 20 weeks. The vote by the Senate rejects scientific fact and puts the United States out of the mainstream in the family of nations, in which only 7 out of 198 nations, including China and North Korea, allow elective abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. "We must defend those who cannot defend themselves." Menich maintained the likely reason why many Americans have still not awakened to the moral reality of what abortion does to families and societies is both complicated and yet very simple. "Many of us have been willing to look the other way. And a vast industry of powerful forces in our country have worked very hard to make sure that we do. Understand, there is no more important single issue today to the left than the issue of abortion. It is an item of faith they are wedded to stronger than any religious conviction. If you've ever been taken aback by the vitriol, violence, and false accusations leveled against any who challenge abortion, you'll know what I'm talking about. The kind that makes a young woman spit on an elderly priest. It's safer to attempt sacrilege in the cathedral than abortion rallies," he noted. "To criticize the abortion regime is to place yourself at odds, not just with the most powerful activist groups and donors. It is to take on the woke corporatists in Hollywood, and our corrupt media and big tech and, well, just about everybody with power in America today." Menich said that since the Supreme Court's landmark decision in 1973 in Roe v. Wade, the pro-abortion left has worked to gaslight the country into believing things that just aren't true. They pretended they wanted abortions to be rare. They claimed they didn't profit from them. They denied they sold organs. They refused to acknowledge the science of what we know about the development of unborn babies, utterly unknown to the authors of Roe, by the way. And they ignored the terrible and tragic impact on America's poorest and most vulnerable families, and on the Black community in particular. Menich observed the abortion industry and its allies have also done everything they could to build up men like Bill Clinton and Andrew Cuomo because the abortion agenda is always more important. When it comes to the so-called devout Catholic President Joe Biden, Menich said it is clear why he flipped on the Hyde Amendment and ultimately supported the use of American taxpayer dollars to pay for abortions. "Every Sunday his head bowed in his church, he knows who runs the left. He wanted to be president, and he was willing to make a deal to do it. And in every aspect of this effort, the pro-abortion left has had the strong advocacy of a media that has displayed more corruption on this topic than perhaps any other. If you watch ABC, NBC, or CBS today, pro-life women simply do not exist. The media's coverage of this issue is indistinguishable from Planned Parenthood press releases, and the journalists who cover it are universally not just pro-choice, but obviously pro-abortion. Despite the decades-long sad state of affairs in America where abortion is concerned," Menich said, "there is now a beam of hope, especially palpable in the energy of the pro-life movement. Abortion is no longer accepted as an unobjectionable good," he said. "Indeed, many Americans have now seen the displays by some of the pro-abortion groups, such as the Shout Your Abortion campaign, where women are urged to share happy stories about ending the lives of their unborn children. These, now, seem frantic and, at the very least, odd. Ultrasound technology and the stories of women who have suffered the loss of miscarriage have also helped to change hearts and minds, Domenech said. When Iceland says they've eradicated Down syndrome, good people cringe because we know what that really means, he observed. There is today renewed hope among those who believe every unborn baby has a right to life. He concluded that the Supreme Court may at long last reopen this significant question for us to decide. As citizens and states, instead of leaving the deepest moral question of life and death to nine people in robes,